Let us now praise great sounds.
And God said, let there be light.
Face the power!
Just a minute, boys, I got some beatbox noise.
Why don't they let me go home?
Look, Bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
Today, the Library of Congress added 50 new selections to the National Recording Registry. In case you've forgotten there was such a registry, let us remind you, it came from the National Recording Preservation Act of 2000.
The act is meant to call attention to the importance of recordings, the importance of recorded music and spoken word in our lives.
That's someone who knows a lot about sound. He's Sam Brilofsky, the man who manages audio archives for the Library of Congress.
For a sound to make it into the registry, it must be at least 10 years old. Nominations come from the public and can include spoken word, music, broadcast, just about any sound that found its way to a microphone.
This year's recordings include everything from Fred and Adele Astaire singing with George Gershwin on piano.
To satirist Tom Lehrer.
That's the Boy Scout's solemn creed. Be prepared. And be clean in word and deed. Don't solicit for your sister. That's not nice. Unless you get a good percentage of her price. Be prepared.
To grunge rocker Kurt Cobain and Nirvana.
And along the way, Hank Williams.
I got a feeling of the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye.
And for good measure, General Douglas MacArthur.
Old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
And with today's additions to the registry, these old sounds will neither die nor fade away.
The Star Wars soundtrack, the Allman Brothers at Fillmore East, James Brown live at the Apollo, are part of the preservation package.
As is an Armistice Day broadcast by Woodrow Wilson, Pet Sounds by the Beach Boys, Ethel Waters singing Stormy Weather, and this from the Penguin.
Earth Angel, will you be mine? My darling dear, love you all the time. I'm just a fool in love with you.
Some of this year's entries to the National Recording Registry announced today by the Library of Congress.